Chapter 2, Preschool Children and Parents. Scene 2-6, Suggestions from Parents. Ono-san, please come in now.
Good afternoon. There isn't anything in particular that I'd like to discuss about Hiroshi because I see you every day.
Hello. Yes, that's true. I get the chance to talk to you about how Hiroshi-kun is doing in school when you drop him off and pick him up. So there's nothing in particular that I need to bring up either. Do you have anything else that you're concerned about?
Actually, yes. I received a phone tree list a few days ago, and I was wondering how you decided the order of the names on the list.
Well, it's based on the list of students in the class. Did you find something wrong with it?
Hiroshi's friend's mom is listed to receive calls from Muhammad's mom, but she doesn't speak English well. She's worried that she won't be able to understand what Muhammad's mom is saying. Apparently, Muhammad's mom, who will be the one contacting her, is also worried because of her Japanese. This phone tree is very important when there's an emergency. If something goes wrong and the messages are not properly transmitted, it'll be too late. I think the phone tree should be made according to whether or not there are any language barriers or if a parent is away from home a lot due to work.
You're right. Perhaps I was being a bit adamant about following the rules. I'll redo the phone tree again after I conduct a survey with the parents and collect information on everyone's language abilities and hours when they're at home.
I didn't want to be troublesome, but I thought I should let you know my concerns to avoid any problems that could arise in the event of an actual emergency.
No, thank you for bringing this to my attention. It's valuable advice and very beneficial.